swelled on the horizon as the cult mocked Atlas with their chorus, "The stone shall shatter all." Across the system, every Telamon echoed that final hymn. Children as far as Neptune turned their heads from greasy broth and gazed toward Earth. Would that careening stone change everything? Atlas kneeled down, head and hands pressed to the ground in apparent defeat as the Telamon's hymn grew even louder. But Atlas was listening, feeling, the way the stone trembled to the hymn's pitch. The faults within the asteroid became vivid to him, and so a new song rose up. Rumblers, erupting in a godlike rhythm, beating along the faults until Atlas, alone, struck the final resonant chord. A tremor forked through the rock until, all at once, the great asteroid exploded, its dust falling a scintillating rain, sparking across the atmosphere, and then gone. The Telamon song fell silent, and children as far as Neptune turned away and swirled their spoons in greasy broth.